aka the champion. And who else do I have in the studio with me, starting with the right?
You had to think for a second.
Smooth intro, and then this nigga just fucked up for me.
I'm so sorry. You got Tommy the guy senpai.
You've also got Mo, aka YB in the Mo.
And to the left.
And you got your boy Tom.
Since that matters, I don't want to confuse no one. Yeah. So what's been on my mind lately is I don't feel like people that don't speak my language should be able to pronounce my name correctly. I think it's unfair. And and that was just a realization I had recently. But because in the past, it's like, oh, why can't you say our names properly? Blah, 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 blah. And then I clocked that, wait, you don't even speak our language. Because like sometimes you just have to look outside yourself, innit? Like, I can't speak Hindi. So if I heard a Hindi name, I probably wouldn't say it correctly. And it's annoying for the person that speaks Hindi, but you sort of have to understand that, you know, it's just what comes with it. Like, honestly, you disagree?
Yes.
How?
Yeah.
If you get it wrong the first time, that's not down to you. That's just the way you would have said their name, like, if you're speaking, like, whatever your language is.
Mm-hmm.
But then, if you're corrected, and they tell you, my name is said like this, you can say their name the proper way.
All right, cool. Say Kolile.
Say that again.
Say Kolile.
Well then, still.
I can't hear that. Say Kolile. Say Kolile.
I don't even know how you make that sound.
There you go.
You clicked.
There you go. Exactly.
But that's completely different stuff.
No, no, no. It's not.
You're making different sounds.
But my tongue is able to pronounce that. You speak English.
No, wait. Your tongue is pronouncing. Your tongue is making a different kind of sound that
you cannot do in the English language.
The English, fam. Most people can't do that with other languages, my guy.
No, but wait.
And you're left for doing that one.
No, throw him under the bus, man.
No, I'm not. You say you disagree, but I'm simply saying the English tongue. That's why I wanted to use Hindi, like something that doesn't have clicks in it, but still, it's a different dialect. Your tongue, it's for example, certain people or like Japanese people, if I'm correct, they don't have the letter. I think
is it R?
R. No,
it's
L.
It's L, yeah.
So when they say certain things that we have the letter L in our language or we pronounce the letter L differently to them, yeah, it's like, what? You're going to force them to suddenly change the way they've been speaking for their life? Like,
but tough, I swear you put in mad effort to start saying some mad anime names.
You don't put in effort to fucking say Eren or Mikasa or Naruto or Sasuke. Even then, we're
tough, you man can speak in full sentences in Japanese. I've actually heard you man say, do it. Just because you put in effort, like
Tom heard a one konnichiwa and fucking.
No, first of all, don't do that. Don't do that. You,
Brandon,
no, you are you man. I've heard
but
you.
Don't
man.
Put effort into it, bro. No. It's simply years of watching anime. Like that's a completely different story. I'm just talking about languages, like whether it's you're encountering French.
Well, I'm saying
Portuguese.
I think unless it's something like hella left field, like something clicks that you're actually physically unable to make that sound with your
exactly.
mouth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Within your parameters, English people can pronounce a lot of Russian name stuff, but that's not the English language.
The same way an English person can, there'll always be a difference.
But it's not. There's not that much confusion.
Okay, Tom, give us your last name. There's a certain way. How do you pronounce your last name properly?
Akingbe.
Pardon?
Akingbe.
Akinbehin. Is that correct?
There's a GB.
Be. Akinbehin. Like. Am I doing it correctly? That's the issue. Like, I'm not Nigerian. I'm not Yoruba. Like,
no, wait.
So you cannot expect me pronounce
that.
For me,
fair.
I even say, okay, wait, say your point. Yeah.
No, I'm not saying like you need to get it, like, you need to get it down pat. Like, it needs to sound exactly like how it would sound if someone from that country said it. That's ridiculous. Yeah. Mm-hmm. First of all, you don't have the accent.
There.
You weren't raised knowing the language. And like you said, with the African thing, where if there's clicks involved or Hindu, where there's certain ways they do S's and little things that you don't even notice when you just speak one language like English, for example, yeah? But if, let's say, I say, like, my full name, Abology, yeah? You can say that. I'm so sorry.
But
any
is
white
that
person
how
can
it's
say
pronounced
that.
In your language?
That's how I've always said it. I'm pretty sure,
that's
like,
how you say,
there's
but
more
how
of an accent.
Properly
there's more of an accent.
It's actually not that different, tough. It's
yeah,
really not
it's,
that
yeah
different.
Exactly.
Okay,
there's
enough,
more of an accent, like, when you say it in Nigeria or something like that, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But any English person can say my name.
Okay,
it's not hard.
So, for example, I was going to say, okay, cool, Tafaro, yeah?
That's
Tafaro is something easy for the English speakers.
Very easy, mm-hmm.
Yeah? But I can't give Tafaro to, like, someone who doesn't speak English and say, okay, cool, say Tafaro, because there's probably a language out there that probably can't pronounce my name properly.
Bro, phonetically, Tafaro is easy.
Hey man, I don't do linguistics. You're out here bringing out these terminologies and shit.
We're gonna have a linguistics. It looks how it sounds how it looks. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. But that's for Westerners though. Like for people that speak English, it's phonetically easy. That's what I mean. But so okay, my first name now, Wongani. It's spelled with a B, but it's pronounced with a W. So even that one, even if I say Wongani, I don't know if you can say that.
What, say Wongani. I'll probably not say the W bit properly, but
you look, the whole thing like Wongani, like you know,
Wongani,
yo, Wongani,
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 Wongani.
Yeah, like you, it's meant to be subtle, but for me, it's I don't put that on people to say it correctly because it's not your language. Like it's just weird. Like us as English speakers can say Sam, Joe, and Dave correctly because we speak English. So you know, white names or European blah 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 names, we can pronounce those correctly. But for us, it's just like. You don't speak it. I'm just saying I've come to terms with that in conclusion of my point, essentially.
Like, you come to terms with not having to force someone to be able to say your name properly.
Yeah, I'm not wanting to or expecting them to. Because the reason why is because back in the day, it was like, why can't white people say our names correctly? My name is Bushola or my name is Tunde or like my name is blah, blah. Like my name is this, that and the other, yeah. But then it's like, they don't speak the language, bro. It's not even out of malicious intent if they're looking for a nickname. Would you rather have a nickname or someone butcher your name constantly 24/7? Like, I'm going with the nickname, I can't lie.
I'm not going to lie, Taff. If you tell someone not to say your name 10 times, and it's not a difficult name, and these men still continue to move mad. Like, bruv, I have a reason to be upset. In my opinion, Taff, even Tommy, you say homie, but when it comes to swap out the H for a T, it's all kinds of mad now.
So Tommy.
That's it. And even that, people are having trouble with.
To be fair, I don't think it's like, again, like, honestly, like, when the linguistics people come down here to talk about their stuff, whether they've been here before or this recording comes out, yeah, like, maybe they can explain it. But to me, maybe it's not in your brain. Like, it's not hardwired into us to even say Tommy like that. You get me?
It's not hard. I'm so sorry, Taff. It's not hard.
It's not a difficult big man.
Bro. Okay, cool.
And don't throw any clicks at me again.
No. There's a, okay, cool. Your significant other, you don't say their full name.
I do.
But do you pronounce it correctly?
Yeah, she says I do. So she says I do actually.
Damn. Okay.
Even our friend Pranay.
Yeah.
Like people call him Pranay for time.
Shout out PYM Photography, by the way. He has a photography business in Manchester, currently based in Ukraine. Takes good photos.
But
excellent plug.
But even with his name, for the long time, we didn't even know his name wasn't Pranay.
I still say it wrong. But that's out of, you know, like, no, it's just one of those things since high school.
I say Pranay. I actually say his name right. It's not that difficult. And it's an Indian name.
Pranay, that's his name and what people were struggling.
Pranay. Pranay, but people say Pranay. So like.
Yes, that's disrespectful.
I mean.
It's not hard.
Because you can say Pranay, Taff.
I could go, but that's a unique case. That's a very unique case. It is, but like honestly, that okay. What is it that you don't understand from my point of just saying you just have to hold it? Like you get where I'm coming from though. Like you just have to hold.
Yeah, but some people take extreme pride in their names, especially when if you're coming from another country or continent like Africa or Asia. And you're trying to hold on to your culture. A name is a good way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some people, I'm sure that you guys have heard bare times, what does your full name mean?
Yeah.
And people have been like inquiring and asking because they're interested, yeah? Now, if people are taking the piss out your name because they can't be bothered to say it properly, then in my opinion, it's disrespectful. And I personally wouldn't have it, but I also go by Mo now. So, I mean, I guess I let my name be dumbed down, but yeah, it is what it is.
Jeez.
But to be fair, you guys do the same thing. Like, Oluwatobiladi, like,
there's no Ladi at the end.
That's my name, Taff. That is my name.
What's at the end of yours?
Yeah, it's just a little Toby.
It's just Toby. Oh, no, that irritates me. Taff always does it as well. He knows Oluwatobiladi is my name and always puts that on Toby's name.
Oh, Tom, I don't think the Nigerian audience will receive that well. What Tom is saying, it's an inside joke.
It's not an inside joke. It's not a joke. It's an inside joke for yourself, Tom. No one else gets it, bro.
You're the only person in on the joke, Tom. That's just sticky.
Because no one else, no one else in that in the house pronounces our name names wrong. You've pronounced our names wrong. You spell our names
okay.
wrong.
Okay.
Yep.
Just a bit of banter with the lads. You know, nothing too serious. You know, we all have nice, unique names, and we like to make jokes. You know. All right, next topic.
To be fair, how do you feel about a case where, because I have a friend, he's Zim as well. His last name's Ncube.
Ncube. every guy named Mube will always say Ncube. They will N-cube. Always say Ncube.
I always say
it's not even cool.
How do you actually pronounce it?
Yeah, Mube. Mube.
Yeah.
Like, well, is there a click involved there?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh damn.
Mube.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
Yeah, go ahead, say that one.
No, the clicks actually, I will, can't lie to you.
Yeah, but imagine I'm now calling Mube and I'm telling you, listen, bro, you have to say my name correctly every time.
No, but then you're being ridiculous.
How?
Because I'm telling you, bro, I'm struggling to do those clicks.
Okay, but it's my name is my name.
Like, okay then, but Taff, there's a complete difference. You have to be realistic and have
So now there's really
I said this before, fam. No, this before. No. I will never be able to pull up and just do clicks unless I put a lot of effort into learning how to
and
do clicks
each
properly.
Language has and its that's own training requirements for the correct pronunciation.
That's true, but some are easier than others to say.
Yeah, like Tafaro.
There we go. Most names that don't have clicks in it, yeah, and are phonetically like calm. Like they look how they sound.
To
English people anyway. Yeah. I'm talking about English people when I say this. Yeah. It should be easy. Any person can say Mobology. Mobology. It's simple.
How do they pronounce it?
I'm tired.
Well, how do they pronounce it?
In the workplace then, are you, with your newfound thing, are you still going to continue with Mo in the workplace? Or even in uni?
I'm continuing with Mo just because it's like, it's 10 years going at this point, hey.
It's not even that, no, but in the workplace, you're not going to just go by Mobology, so you can always change, one's saying you have to keep going by Mo.
I mean, I'm going to have to put my full name down on the application thing. I'm
sure in terms of when people are referring
call me Mr. Cootie.
Fair enough.
No. Yeah. But I'll take Mo. Mo's calm.
That's because do you think it's calm or did you learn to love Mo?
No, what's it called again? So back in primary school, I had, my nickname was Moby, yeah? Mm-hmm. And that's what most people called me. They either called me Moby or my full name, Mobology, yeah? Then hopped in year seven, and then my art teacher was like, she's black, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, Jamaican. She was like, this is a bit tough.
Yeah.
Can I just call
she
you?
She said, blood clot.
What we're not going to stand for is cultural appropriation. No. Guys, stop laughing. The only person that's laughing at this one is Taff. Speaks for Taff and Taff himself. He does not speak for the podcast.
Oh, come on, guys.
No, keep your jokes to yourself.
Okay, all right. Tom enjoyed that one. He's behind the camera.
I didn't enjoy nothing.
But anyway, yeah. So she was like, yeah, can I just call you something different? And I was like, yeah, sure. But I didn't want to say Moby, yeah? Because I thought that was a bit childish.
Yeah,
it sounded a bit like too kiddy. Mm-hmm. So then she was just like, I can't imagine being called Moby from early doors. That would have been weird. If I said Moby, I think that would have stuck. And then she was just like, can I call you Mo?
Yeah.
I was like, you know what, sure. And then to me, it sounded like, oh, okay, no one's ever called me Mo before. See how it goes. Then it stuck.
Yeah.
And everyone started calling me Mo.
That's fair.
So is what it is. But she didn't change it on the register or anything like that. She just called me Mo.
For me, I got Tom. Yeah. Oh, listen, the way these men butchered my name. Okay, listen. Because what's it called? I was in karate for when I was younger. Until I was 16. I'm pretty much my first karate teacher in Ireland. Obviously, my name is Tommy Laddie. I didn't use my actual first name. I always taught my Nigerian name.
Sorry, Tom, could I pause you?
What?
Can we all take a moment to imagine Tom doing karate?
Wait. I'm not laughing.
Taff, you think I can't? You guys are sick,
bro. Cobra Kingy, though.
I don't understand. You're moving I don't play sports, Taff. The only person that would look mad if they did karate was you. It would be you.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, what's called? You guys are pricks, bro. I hate you.
He did it. Yeah, I didn't even. Carry on, Tom.
It's always the PSP brothers from school, bro. It's always you, man. But anyway.
Oh, man.
Listen.
It's a good device.
My name is Oluwa Tomiladi. But I never used to use my first name, Emmanuel. I didn't use that when I was growing up. I didn't even know that was my name. No one called me that. Never heard it up until I saw my birth certificate. So in karate, I used to write down Oluwa Tomiladi as my first name. Or just Tomiladi. Bruv. The way these man butchered my name, I was hearing Tomilade.
Lemon and Tomilade.
that's the thing. If you were English and you were Nigerian, I think that's what you would say. You'd say Tomilade.
Oh no, these man were having fun with it, bro.
It's like lemonade, isn't it?
No, these man were saying Tom's getting laid still. Like they don't say shit like that. Nah. And it was terrible. And I told these man for the longest time, just say Lade. Because everyone's saying lad. Just add an A on the end.
Yeah.
Lade.
I thought it was not that deep.
The one thing I'd say is that I wish I went with Tafara sooner in high school.
Because
I went with my first name. And like I said, the B is pronounced Bongani. But like imagine my name. My name is such a smooth and gentle name, Wongani. Like it's smooth. And to have that butchered into Bongani, like something vile and aggressive. For your 5 years in high school, fam, it's disgusting.
Hard B, though.
So like because everyone believes it's the B, and like, you know, it's the whole high school, and high school's a small place, you're always seeing the same people. Yeah. If I could make one public announcement to just set everyone correct, I could, but it's just long correcting people as individuals as you go along, or your teachers, or your classmates, everyone, you get me? So you just have to just...
You just firmed it.
Let the masses do their thing. So I got Bongs, Bungalow, Bing Bong. That thing that my maths teacher, you know, the guy who did the haircut chocolate cake thing. Like the maths teacher said Bing Bong. This was Mr. Oh, can we even say
name? Say his name, bro.
It was the head teacher. Head teacher.
Which one, Mr. McKenzie?
Well done, Tom.
Well done. Names, man.
You named the head teacher.
I don't care. No, Taf, because there was bad teachers in our school that were a bunch of pricks. I'll name them right now.
No, Tom, I don't. We don't.
Fuck you, Mr. Logan. Okay. Mr. Logan, fuck
you. The podcast doesn't need
you. Mr. Logan's a human being too.
Mr. Logan's a prick, man.
This is a positive platform, Tom.
Yeah, he's a prick.
He's a racist, bro.
But yeah, like Bing Bong. Like what else now? But yeah, just stuff like that. So then it was playful. But then one might say it was patronizing or microaggressions. But then I'm like, would they, like, you know, to this day as a kid, it's like you look back at those moments and sometimes there'll be times where you can probably say that was definitely 100%. But sometimes I look back and I'm like, nah, but there's no way. These guys were calm. Like, it was just a name. Like, there's no way there was malicious intent. Or even sometimes people can be innocent in their, like, name, like, Bing Bong. Like, it was just was what it was.
Nah, Taft. These men, in our school, they were trying to take the piss, bruv. No, because the same teachers out here called me Aking Benji. Or what's it called? Sometimes these men would just have a field day. These men would start with Aking, then just go off on gibberish. On purpose, as in these man would just throw whatever syllables together that pops into
my name is Akin.
They'll start doing shit like that, bro. They'll start doing Akin.
That's a piss take, especially if that's nothing to do with your name. But at what point does it become offensive then, I guess?
There's no J in my name, Toby. There's no J. It doesn't end in the I.
The way I've heard it delivered as sometimes being offensive is like other people might have an issue with it, because I think it's very clear, like, I've stopped having an issue with it, but it's like if you have a name and then they choose to like force a nickname on you that you don't want, that's when it's offensive. Like if you're adamant, I think more in a, it's unfair in any sense, because like even as a kid, you like these are big people like giving you a name, so you might feel intimidated and like telling them, no, my name like this, that. But in a professional sense, your co-workers like forcing something, saying, oh, we call him Moby for short. He loves it. Like all that stuff there. But you don't love it. Like you've told people that my name is this. And if they keep forcing on you, that's when some people find an issue. Because like Mo said, like sometimes you're just proud of your name and you want people to say your name how it is. Mm. Even if they get it wrong. To me, I'm more, like I said, I'm more nicknamed than, you know, constantly butchering the name.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. I think, especially if you're not happy with someone calling you, as you said, like a particular name, and then they're just constantly doing it. It's just a sign of, like, it's just straight disrespect from that point. Yeah. Really. Yeah. Just assigning that. Yeah.
Real disrespectful, fam. I'm going to call you Tabby. No disrespect, respectfully.
Respectfully.
Oh,
Bongani.
Did you have anything like that in school, though, Toby?
Not Toby,
there's
really.
There's no way. There's actually, no way.
Oh, I had a few nicknames. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that Kunz Kinte story, yeah.
Tom, I swear you've run the joke a couple story, times.
Have I said it on camera
before? Yeah, I think. No, not on camera, but you said it. Like,
on the pod, I think.
Yeah, no, you definitely said it on pod. Never Kunz Kinte, yeah.
I swear I've said it. I feel like it's on Spotify.
It's on Spotify, yeah. Tune in on Spotify to hear about Toby's song, story, about why they call him Toby and all that stuff there.
Jesus
His name was Toby before.
My name was always Toby. Yeah, well, Alua Toby.
Yeah.
But yeah, then the Kunz Kinte store, obviously. But that's something that I got a lot.
Really?
It was Kunz Kinte thing. Yeah, it wasn't good.
So at that point, were they saying Toby? Like, at that point, were you just thrown into confusion? Like, you didn't know what was real and what wasn't? Like, every time every time after that moment, every time someone said Toby, did you think they were referencing the thing?
Oh, yeah, there'd be the, like, they'd make it clear, though, like, with the way they said it, they'd be like, Toby, like, just some, and it's just jarring because it just happened all the time. But either way, there was that. It was bad. Then I guess I always had Toby. I've had like nicknames thrown about, like Tobster, Tobes.
Hey, Tobias. Tobster, how's it going? That just sounds like a fucking.
No, I think that's just like a general nickname.
The PE teacher nickname.
Like the down with the kids. Sorry, guy. Yeah, just them. But like none of them are really stuck. I think it's just easier to say Toby because it's just an easy name. So I think people always try going with the easiest name to say. So if you have something complicated, they'll try easing it. But sometimes you're not happy with what they come out with. So I've never really had that.
Yeah. But to be fair, I feel like I'd assume even if you said my name's Olua Toby, someone would just say, oh, Toby. Yeah, can I just call you Toby? Like, it's just that one's just very quick. Like, let me just call you Toby because it's in the name. Like, sort of thing.
It was weird. I had a lot of the time, like, because I introduced myself initially as Toby, like, because that's how I just always go about. But then I'm like, oh, yeah, but my full name's Olua Toby. And they would have some phases where they're like, okay, I'm going to call you Olua Toby from now on. Like, 30 minutes later, they're back to Toby.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
You've got that as well.
I've heard of them. Now, I'm going to make a big effort to say your name.
You roll your eyes because you know that's a lie. You've
heard that. Said mobile it and cut out, fam. But yeah, Toby isn't even that mad. Like, what is it? Like, T-O-B-Y, like, easy.
You're a mug. It's T-O-B-Y.
You know you're taking the piss as well.
Oh,
you're
no. The thing is, guy, okay, viewers, when I tell you Taff is a fucking racist, bruv. The way this guy spells and pronounces our names off the camera is disgusting.
That's offensive. That's true, though.
It's a bit of inside banter with the lads.
True. No. You're the only one in on that joke, Taff.
No.
You're the only one in.
Tommy start with T-O-M-M-Y. Right? And then Mo is spelled M-O-E. Aye.
M-O.
And if you ever want to get in contact with the sliders, I'll leave their names in the description.
It's T-O-M-I.
Why do we leave them respond? Nah,
it's irritating as well. Because even Lawrence, because he's not really too deep into his culture.
Yeah.
He's still, everything is correct with the way he spells our names.
Yeah.
But you.
Listen, how Lawrence spells our names, or Lauren for short, like, listen, that's his business, Tom. That's how he interprets it. But shout out to Lauren. He has a Twitch called Panda Senpai.
His name is Lawrence.
Hmm? Yeah, we call him Lauren for short. But yeah.
I don't like this wee word that you're using, Taff. I don't like it, bro.
As a collective, that's what we do, you know?
Tasha's going against everything he's been preaching this whole episode.
But respect to people's names.
No, but respect to me. Like I said, a bit of banter with the lads, bro. That's the episode title. Banter with the lads. It's not what it seems.
Yeah, but I guess what if you come across someone who does hold their name to a lot of pride, really? So no matter what, if you're not pronouncing your name right, they're not happy with it.
Don't talk to them. Don't address them by their name.
It's tough.
Don't talk to them. You're being silly.
No, like, no, you still talk to them, but you don't address them by the name. You know them things.
So let's go back to the same.
Like, hey,
Yeah.
You know, like when you don't remember someone's name, you have to fish out.
That's a first encounter thing.
No, but no, you know, no, sometimes. But sometimes you first encounter one. They say their name, you say their you say your name, you meet them later on.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I
hate that.
At which point you just you have to fish. Fish. Let me see your ID.
I mean, it's not even that deep. But I just mean the encounter of, like, you know, forcing your pronunciation on someone's name. It's like, Mo, you said people are entitled, they have the right to do that, but how do you respond to that?
No, wait, you have a right to, everyone wants their name to be said correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine your name is just extremely difficult. You can either be a prick.
Okay, so now they're
a prick. No, wait, listen, you need to be a prick.
You mean unreasonable.
Unreasonable. An unreasonable person, aka a prick, and decide that if it's not being said properly, then this person is disrespecting you. Mm-hmm. Despite the fact that they may be trying. Yeah, or you can be a nice, you know, compassionate, reasonable person and accept that, yo, this name is difficult. Some people can be able to say it, some people aren't. If they're not able to say it, they can call me this instead. Something, but you suggest something else that you want to be called. Like, instead of them giving you a name, you give them a name, for example.
Okay, so
like you give people Safari now, right?
Yeah,
exactly. So you've given a name out there that is easy to say because, you know, Wangani started to say.
Okay.
So you've breached that problem. It's all calm now.
All right then. General Mo has spoken and he's given a command. If you do not adhere to his rules, he will strip you of your name and rebrand you.
Probably a bit of prison time as well, maybe.
Yeah, but I guess, what's the most difficult name you guys have heard?
Encountered. The one you said earlier.
Yeah.
Really?
I can't say it. I'm trying to imagine, like, when I hear names, I try to imagine the word in my head.
Oh, Lord.
I can't.
Bro. Oh, Golile is, I think it has an X. The click for that one.
Oh, then there we go.
X. Let's speak. And the click for Nubeko starts, obviously, it's an N. Yeah. But yeah, there's different types.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Same language, you know.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'm unique and shit.
Feel special and shit. But yeah, names. I'm just trying to think of like the most complicated name that I've definitely been guilty though of pronouncing someone's name incorrectly and then eventually correcting myself. But it took a while. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know. It's just a sticky one really. Especially if your name is like, especially if it's something that you always get all the time too. Really, because like imagine some cases where it's like it's hard to give that person a nickname based off the name that they have, and they're just constantly hearing like people pronouncing their names wrong, and then they all have a nickname, so it's like, what do you do at that point?
Yeah,
yeah. So it's a bit tough. But
it is what it is.
Yeah, just gotta hold it.
Lila Lela is Sliders Podcast. Mina New Who's Tough, and Avanya.
Did he catch you guys off guard?
No, that was cold. I thought I was cold.
Well, and it's true. You cannot have a good moment with these people.
No, it was
I was just throwing up.
Toby.
Wait.
I even pointed as a prompt. Wait. I scrapped the whole thing.
I was
still
up.
It's been Who's Tough. You've been listening to Sliders Podcast and all that good shit. Sliders Miami, you know the drill. We got a GoFundMe and that. All right, you niggas sign out. There you go. There you go. You niggas do your shit.
I'd like to apologize, Taff. That was great. No, I was just startled.
No. I'm tapping out.
It's Toby the guy, Senpai.
It's Mo, aka Wabi and the Mo. Check out my new mixtape.
That's your boy Tom. Make sure to follow us on Spotify, Instagram, and TikTok. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe on the YouTube page. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Feel free to share. And thank you for your support so far. And there's no GoFundMe page.
Yeah, there's
not. It's Patreon. Soon land. Because we're not going to get money for free, Tough.
If you're still listening, just go to the GoFundMe, fam. Like, honestly,
bro,
you're part of the 1% that listen to the very, very end, to the final minute. You don't want to go to the GoFundMe.
Anyway, catch you guys later.
Yeah, sliding out. Jesus Christ.
Hey,
I'm not gonna lie, it took me a second. I was like, hold on, this ain't English.